In the beginning, before time, before people, before the world began, God was. Here and now, among us, beside us, enlisting the people of earth for the purposes of heaven, God is. In the future, when we have turned to dust, and all we know has found its fulfilment, God will be. Not denying the world, but delighting in it. Not condemning the world, but redeeming it. Through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. God was, God is, God will be. We have come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognise his presence with us. As God's people we have gathered, let us worship him together.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to our worship this morning. Thanks to Lynn for leading the worship from the resort town of Rothwell. It's good to have her leading our worship this morning. Just one or two notices for you this week. As you can see behind me, we are preparing for our return to church for worship next Sunday. You can see that things will look different. And important information is available today. That's available online. There are paper copies available as well, but I'm really relying on the Whitkirk Telegraph. So if you know people who aren't on the internet who need to know, please do be in touch with them. And if any people would like paper copies, can you be in touch with me? And I will make sure that they get them. So the information about what we need to do as we return to church for worship beginning next Sunday is available now. And importantly, just to reiterate the sense of saying we cannot accommodate everyone as we would wish to on a Sunday. So Sunday is going to have to be stretched over the course of the week. We'll have three slots for worship on Sunday morning at 11, on Wednesday at 11, and on at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we hope that those three slots to come and worship, to come and share in the Eucharist here, will allow everyone who would want to worship with us to do so. So as I say, that information is available today. Please do share it as widely as possible, especially with those who struggle to find information and to get information or to even have the internet at all. It makes a difference and it's no harm in giving someone a call. They'll be glad to hear from you anyway. Also next weekend, on Friday evening from 6 till 8 and on Saturday from 10 till 4, we have managed to arrange, the team that have been preparing for Heritage Weekend have managed to arrange things so we can have a Heritage Weekend. It will, of course, like worship in here next Sunday, be different, but we're glad to have it to celebrate this place, our history, and the fact that, of course, that we are still here. We are still a worshipping community at the heart of this community in which we live. So do perhaps come, if you're able, or tell others again. Heritage Weekend next Friday from 6 till 8, and next Saturday from 10 till 4. So we continue with our worship by singing the first of our hymns.
Thank you.
The grace of God has dawned upon the world, with healing for all. Let us come to him in sorrow for our sins, seeking healing and salvation. We need your healing, merciful God. Give us true repentance. Some sins are plain to us, some escape us, some we cannot face. Forgive us, set us free to hear your word to us, set us free to serve you. Amen. May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant us pardon and forgiveness, time for amendment of life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you, through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbour as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. Put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably as in the day, not in reviling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Alleluia, alleluia. The word of the Lord endures forever. The word of the Lord is the good news announced to you. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have had to get used to living with rules lately. Of course, we always live with rules. And though we like to think of ourselves as a bit rebellious sometimes, ultimately we know that rules are necessary to help us to live together. It's just that at the moment the rules that have governed our life of late are different, taking a bit of getting used to, impinging that bit more on our freedom. Next week, as I said in the notices, we shall return to St. Mary's for a service of Holy Communion, and there will be rules. Rules about how you come in and go out, rules about face masks, rules about how to receive the sacrament, rules about how close we sit to each other. And rightly so, we need help and guidance to help us through these extraordinary times. And rules are there for a purpose, but they are not an end in themselves. We have them in this instance to keep us well. Over the last few weeks, some of the rules we have had to live with of late have been relaxed, so that now hair has been cut, shops have been visited, food has been eaten out, and looking ahead to the next couple of weeks, we will see schools reopen and universities and colleges welcoming students, but having to do things differently. And though it has been strange, and some have found it all rather too stressful, most of us have generally adjusted. We have become accustomed to making sure we have a face mask in our pocket, that our hand sanitizer is close by as we head out the door. Inevitably, as we come back here to worship for the first time in months, next weekend the rules will have an impact on how we worship. We shall have to adjust. No longer will there be those spontaneous moments like whisking a newly baptized child around the church, at least for now. It will feel a bit different. But it will be good to be together, albeit spread across three services, as we gather around Jesus and around his table. And perhaps St. Paul's words in his letter to the Romans this morning could be for us. Now is the moment for you to awake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now. Except we haven't been asleep. We have been finding all kinds of ways to follow Jesus. And we have found new ways to pick up another of the themes of that reading, to love your neighbour as yourself. For Jesus has been at work amongst us through our gathering in his name, though it hasn't been physical, through the end of a conversation on a telephone, at our online coffee morning, or as we care for each other in all kinds of ways. Jesus has been with us still. but back to rules, rules, glorious rules. St. Paul, having grown up in a world of rules and law, knew how rules can get in the way, frustrate God's purposes of love, and become a rod to beat rather than the means of grace. So he writes that love is the fulfilling of the law. This we believe. The trouble is, we can lose our way, so that our vision of love is shrouded by rules and regulations. I've wondered, rereading the Gospel again this week, whether when Jesus is talking about sin in it, the sin he has in mind is simply that of not loving. He called the emerging church, and the word church is only used twice in the Gospels, both in this Gospel of Matthew, called the church to be a community not so much rooted in rules, in do's and don'ts, but in love. Thinking about us as the church for today, for this place and community, I hope and pray as we return with new rules in place that St. Mary's will never feel like a place of do's and don'ts. It will, of course, feel different, at least at first, especially as you're greeted by a face mask. Yet I hope when you look beyond the mask, into the eyes of the person greeting you, you see love. And together we can continue to grow into the way of love, continue to put on the Lord Jesus, as St. Paul puts it, continue to lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light and be the vibrant community of faith we all so value, where God's mercy and forgiveness are made real in our life together. Our eyes convey so much about how we are feeling. They convey when we are afraid and anxious, and when we are happy, when we are scared, and when we are welcoming. There will continue to be strange days ahead, and the sense of uncertainty is not easy for any of us. Yet whatever is before us, I pray that together we keep our eyes, our focus on Jesus. On Jesus, who was seen through the mask that we sometimes put on. On Jesus, who looks into our eyes and calls us to walk with him in the way of love. May God continue to bless us as his family here at St. Mary's in the days and weeks ahead. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high, and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit, and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We pray for your church here in Whitkirk, for Matthew and Lynn as they lead us in worship, for all those working to allow return to public worship next week, and for all who participate in the faith group meetings. In our diocese, we pray for our bishops Nick and Paul as they work alongside all clergy managing a path through the challenges of coronavirus. We pray especially for those clergy and parishes who have been hit particularly hard, be that through health or resource, and are struggling to function. We give thanks for the insight and imagination that has allowed Christians to continue to proclaim your glory through these times, and we pray for all churches as they navigate their own way back to public worship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, with no easy access to basic resources. In particular, we pray for the work of the charity WaterAid, as it works tirelessly to improve access to clean water for everyone around the world. We pray for a world where everyone can share equally in the gifts you provide, a fair and just world where love for our neighbours takes priority over personal greed. We give thanks for the many gifts you have given us and pray for the generosity to share with those less fortunate than ourselves in a sacrificial way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for the residents of Halton Ring Road, and at this time for all our schools. We pray the return to the classroom is a safe one for everyone, and that all students can quickly re-embrace the joy of learning. We give thanks for all teachers and support staff, and pray for them as they guide students through a new academic year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for all who look after them, be that medical professionals, family, or friends. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Mike Jackson, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, and Terry Foster. Comfort and heal all those who suffer. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember all those who have recently died, including Agnes Howard, and on the anniversary of their death, Jennifer Lowther and George Parker. We give thanks for the lives lived and the love given and received. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Come, Lord, come to us, that we might find rest and peace in you. Come, Lord, come to us, that we may love you and proclaim your saving power, that we may live to your glory through Jesus Christ, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit is worshipped forever and ever. Amen. For all that God can do within us, for all that God can do without us, thanks be to God. For all in whom Christ lived before us, for all in whom Christ lives beside us, thanks be to God. For all the Spirit wants to bring us, for where the Spirit wants to send us, thanks be to God. Christ has promised to be with us in the world as in our worship. Amen.
Bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you, your homes, and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessing, honour, and glory be yours, here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen.